Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get the deal you'll like on the Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harris, and here's what's happening. Sunday night's weather left a big mess at the airport, and things still aren't looking back to normal. A lot of frustrated travelers are in baggage claim at Philadelphia International. KYW's Justin Udo is there.
A big part of those small storms that came through yesterday is the aftermath here at Philadelphia International Airport, where there are, as you said, dozens of canceled, delayed flights. There are hundreds of people that are looking for their bags that are stuck here in Philadelphia that are trying to make it home and just can't and have been here 4 hours. I've talked to people that have been here since 4:30, 5 o'clock yesterday. One of them is Fatima El-Bashir. She's traveling to New York from LA, and she had a layover here in Philly. She was expecting to be here for about a half an hour. She says when she got off of her flight, she learned that her next flight was canceled. She said it's just been too horrific for her to properly describe.
Encampment. People sleeping everywhere, just doing whatever they can. I feel completely unseen. I'm sleep deprived. I'm delusional at this point. I haven't had a full meal since I was in LA before this flight.
We reached out to some airlines that have not gotten a response. A Temple University nursing student was killed over the weekend in an act of domestic violence. And officials say another student, who she had been involved with, was arrested and is being charged with murder. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
Milan Jones was supposed to be starting her third year of nursing school in the fall, but her life was cut short at 20. In a message to the school community, Temple said Jones, quote, enjoyed helping and caring for others, and her decision to pursue a career in nursing reflects just that. It was about 4 in the morning on Saturday when police were called to go to an apartment at Master and Willington Streets, which is a few blocks south of campus. On the second floor, police say they found Jones dead with blunt force trauma. Police say they arrested 21-year-old Tymir Lackey at the scene. They also say he went to Temple. Officials say Lackey and Jones had been in a relationship, but they didn't give a timeline of events leading up to Jones's death. This is all very chilling to hear about for those who are part of the Temple community. It is summer, so there are fewer students around, but counseling services are available on campus. Temple is also urging people in the school community to reach out for help if they or others they know are dealing with domestic violence. In North Philadelphia, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Philadelphia man has been identified as the victim of a 1991 cold case. State police say in January of 1992, investigators found remains of an unidentified man in a wooded area along the Pennsylvania Turnpike in Clay Township, Lancaster County. Decades passed, and in December, they say they positively identified the man as Derek Michael Mason from West Philly, right near University City. They say he had the nickname of Hawk or Hawkeye. They announced the victim's identity Monday, but have not said how they believe he died. Anyone with information about what happened to Mason is asked to contact state police. They're offering a $2,000 reward for any information leading to an arrest. That's the All Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.